Well, tonight on the podcast, ladies and gentlemen, we got to give an update to a story that we covered maybe a few days ago of a Venezuelan migrant that was telling his people how to squat homes and evade the law so they can just take people's houses.
Mi gente, he pensado invadir una casa en United States. Ya que me enteré que existe una ley que dice que si una casa no está habitada, podemos expropiarla. Capichi, muchachos, aquí en United States también se aplica la de invasión de terreno. Y creo que ese será mi próximo negocio. Invadir casas abandonadas. Ya que me he buscado unos códigos con mis amigos africanos. Y me dijeron que ya llevan como 7 casas expropiadas. Y como dice el dicho, papi, hay que buscar la vuelta. Y la vuelta ahorita mismo es invadir casas. Ya que nos encontramos en situación de calle. Y es la única manera que tenemos para no vivir en la calle y no ser una carga pública. Capichi, la ley dice que las casas abandonadas, deterioradas y que esté en mal estado, podemos llegar y repararlas, vivir en ella y si podemos venderla, hasta pedir créditos con ella. ¿Qué dicen ustedes?
Well, this guy, now they have a name for him. His name is Leonel Moreno. And say that's the name he had went on by TikTok. He was encouraging others to invade, he say, the U.S. and squat in the homes of citizens. He say he skipped out on ICE authorities soon after crossing the southern border into Texas illegally in 2022. Now, he's a Venezuelan national that was originally enrolled in the Alternatives to Detention program and was cut loose on parole due to a lack of space in the detention facility. So that's what they talk about, catch and release. So that guy that made that video, he was catch and release. That's exactly what, you know, a lot of people like Trump was talking about. They get these people in the country illegally and he's let them go into the interior of the country. Now they continue to say that he was responding quickly and say as a absconder, say from the program, and say when he failed to show up for a later court date, it's the Internal Immigration and Customs Enforcement records show. He said, and I quote, we're talking about the Venezuelan illegal migrant. He said, I didn't cross the Rio Grande to work like a slave. He said, Moreno said in one of the 5 Instagram clips. He said, I came to the U.S. to mark my territory. As he waved a stack of $100 bills in front of the camera and say the fugitive migrant claimed to have enough money to support himself, his wife, and baby for at least 18 months without having to work. He says, and I quote, you're hurt because I make more than you without much work while you work like slaves. Understand? He continued to say, that's the difference between you and me. I'm always going to make lots of money without much work. And you're always going to be exploited and miserable and insignificant. So this migrant come to the United States illegally since 2022, throwing it in Americans' face that he ain't got to work because he's papered up. Not because so much because of TikTok. He do have TikTok, you know, at least he lost his TikTok page when we get to that. But this guy is being supported so much by our government that he's telling you, I'm not working. You can work like a slave if you want, but I'm not. Do you? Why I live off of you? He said that you're always, he's talking about the American people, you. He said you're always going to be exploited. So the American people are going to be exploited. The American people are going to be miserable and American people are going to be insignificant. This is the people that Joe Biden has led into this country. Now, he said he later shrugged off his TikTok ban, insisting, said, yes, they closed my TikTok account, but I keep earning on Facebook and on Instagram. He said, I want to earn the same, but I'm going to get my TikTok account back. He said, I'm going to keep earning money. He said, prior to the shutdown, Moreno had boasted roughly 500,000 TikTok followers. He said, his Instagram, he said, was still active as of Thursday, and it had 17,500 followers. Now, I say the internal ICE records Immigration officials noted that Moreno has been on the national news for being viral on TikTok, encouraging illegal immigration. They say the firebrand influencer, who frequently boasts of his earnings from begging for cash and obtaining food stamps, he said he's also taken to informing other migrants how they can seize homes under squatters' rights. He said while local immigration authorities say they are unaware of Moreno's current location, he appears to be hiding in plain sight, having posted a video in front of the local police car in Gahanna, Ohio. They say a John Ferbatore, a former ICE field office director for the agency, has said that the migrants who abscond from the alternatives to detention program are likely not to be tracked down by the feds, and will probably only come onto ICE radar again if they are arrested by local cops. So they release them into this program, into the interior United States, and then they don't show up for their court dates and ICE isn't tracking them, but let you not file your taxes. Maybe the IRS should do ICE job and let ICE do the IRS job. Then maybe people like the IRS a little bit more, right? Because they sure go after American citizens. They don't file them income taxes. Now, they said, and they quote, the ICE alternatives to detention program, despite its multi-billion dollar budget, is failing to meet necessary standards and has alarmingly high absconder rates as the ICE fails to track down absconders and instead just removes them from the program. So you're like, oh, I can't find him. Let me delete him. So he's in the country doing whatever he want to do. This guy is scamming and everything. Now, because of this guy, I actually want to thank this guy. Why I want to thank him? Because most Americans didn't even know these laws was on the books until he made that video. So actually, shout out to him. Now, Florida is the first state that actually did the right thing in relation to these squatters. Let's roll that.
With rental homes, second homes, and so many others, Florida is no stranger to squatters. In fact, just this week, Martin County Sheriff made national headlines warning of a viral video teaching squatters how to squat and circumvent the laws.
Crime is a lot like cancer. It spreads. And if you see it somewhere else, let's be on guard. Let's get ahead of it.
When someone is illegally occupying a vacant property, current rules require what can be a lengthy civil court battle to remove them.
All right, so here we go.
Wednesday, Florida's governor signed a new law to streamline that removal process.
Providing very swift remedies, because what the squatters know is even when they're in the wrong, it's a massive process many times before they can be evicted. And a lot of times the process is very expensive.
Property owners will now be able to request law enforcement immediately remove a squatter if they entered illegally. They've been told to leave and haven't, and as long as they're not involved in a tenant-landlord legal dispute. The new law also increases penalties. A second-degree felony if squatters cause more than $1,000 in damage, and a first-degree felony for knowingly advertising a fake home sale or rent.
So definitely shout out to Florida. Definitely shout out to Florida for that. Now, Texas, you know, hey, Greg Abbott and the Republicans in Texas, you need to go ahead on and just copy and paste that law and or add whatever you want to add to it to make it even, you know, Texas is on, but it's time to go ahead on handle that, sign that bill, because we can't be having this going on with people's homes. But if Lionel Moreno wouldn't have done this, then these actions wouldn't have happened. So shout out to him. But he's getting food stamps, as we stated earlier. Also, it's been reported him, his wife, and the child are getting $350 a week handed to them by the government ran by Joe Biden. But when Black Americans say, hey, man, we need some reparations. Oh, no, 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 no. We don't have no money for you. But this guy's getting food stamps. He don't pay no freaking IRS taxes. And he's getting food stamps. That's food stamps that's being taken away from the American people. There's a lot of homeless people that could use them food stamps all over America right now. All that money you give them to these migrants, what about our homeless population? They could use that so they could possibly get a shelter who are American citizens. That's what I'm talking about. This is why Biden got to go, man. This is ridiculous. They're giving these people so much money that now this guy is throwing it in your face, saying you always will be exploited. You always will be miserable. He said he didn't come here to work. Oh, they just want to work. They want a better life. Yeah, they're getting a better life and they don't have to work. They're not stressed about nothing. They ain't stressed about a place to stay. They getting on TikTok. They making money on Facebook. They just living it up while the American people are suffering. While they telling you they can't do nothing for you, especially Black Americans. We can't give you reparations. But this migrant, oh, he can get papered up all day long. That's what I'm saying. How could I go vote for the Democrats when that's what they're doing? That's they're doing, giving them all this money. They don't deserve to be just let into the interior United States. No, yo, but you came over here legally. You need to be put in jail like everybody else in this country is put in jail. This don't make a bit of sense, man. Like, I don't like hearing my tax dollars going to that dude who has contempt for Americans. Contempt. It don't make sense. But in November, y'all better make it right. You better make it right. You can't put Biden in there. I'll say this, every time Black folks talk about reparations or something for us, even the anti-Black hate crime bill, no, we can't do that. No, this is always a no. But with the migrants, oh, here you go. Giving you money, all kind of money. And that's so upsetting. That's so upsetting. But we got to make it right in November, ladies and gentlemen. We got to make it right. We definitely want to, like I say, give you an update to this story. And Florida did the right thing. Now, every state in the union need to file a suit, but let's just keep it real. Republican states probably going to be the one to do it. Democrat states, you live in a Democrat state? You know, I could see them keeping them squatter laws. Definitely. And what's going to happen is all the migrants are going to say, oh, the squatter laws are legal there. Well, let me go ahead on and go to those states. So Texas, please pass the get rid of squatter rights in the state. Please do that. Because, we don't need that here.